The Sisterhood, how the power of the feminine heart can become a catalyst for change and make the world a better place. Written and read by Bobby Houston.
Part 1, The Beginnings. Chapter 1, It Began With a Whisper, An Introduction. A number of years ago, I sensed a whisper from above, a whisper that arrested my heart and became a compelling conviction in regard to the beautiful daughters of planet Earth, my way of saying every female. A whisper that awakened a new era and created a shift on the Earth. Tell them that there is a God in heaven and a company of others on Earth who believe in them. This book is an endeavor to peel back the layers of that whisper and describe a journey that I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams. A journey that has since proven that when we create an environment that cultivates a divine belief in womanhood, the ceilings and containments that rob so many women of their potential and dreams are removed. For those of you who don't know me, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Bobby, and I live in Sydney, Australia, with my husband Brian. Our immediate family consists of sons and daughters and a growing handful of adorable grandbabies. We have three adult children. Joel is a musician, a songwriter, and a really tall human being. He surfs and divides home between Sydney and New York City. In recent years, he met, fell in love with, and married an equally tall and beautiful young woman called Esther, and they have welcomed their first son, Zion Alexander Charles, into the world. Ben is lovely. He is kind-hearted and caring, and has been blessed with four women in his world, a beautiful wife by the name of Lucille, and three little girls called Savannah Winter, Lexi Milan, and Bailey Love. They also divide home between Sydney and the United States. Our daughter, Laura, married a young man who said he fell in love with her when she was 6 years old. He was all of seven, and he apparently spotted her on the playground swings. He says he remembers what she was wearing and that she had an apple in her mouth. He fell in love with her then and there and decided he would marry her. 15 years later, he did, in a tiny chapel on an exotic sun-kissed island in Fiji. And today she and Peter lavish their love on a little girl called Willow May and a little guy called Jack Arthur. Together as a family and with many others, we pastor a church called Hillsong. I am outrageously blessed to be sharing life with an astounding company of people and am surrounded with literally thousands of fabulous women of every age, status, and background who make up the sisterhood that we are about to explore. Their diversity, creativity, individuality, and gifting add color and meaning to life. And their relentless passion and capacity to experience life in all its fullness are unleashing enormous possibility and enabling change to come to the world they inhabit.